Leia had no choice but to block low and pivot away. And in that second, Alima pointed at Buatu's spine and let loose a crackling stream of Force lightning. Leia started to grab the Admiral in the Force, intending to jerk him out of the way, but his aide Grendel was already leaping to protect him. The lightning caught the woman full in the chest, hurling her back into Buatu and knocking him to the deck. Leia leapt at Alima, striking for the shoulders. The Twi'lek spun away and launched Leia into a wall with a whirling back kick to the ribs. The blunt clang of skull against Durasteel sounded inside Leia's head. Her mind turned to gauze, and she thought for a moment that the blood-curdling howl assaulting her ears was her own. Then she noticed the meter-long segment of amputated Leku flopping around on the deck like a boggle mog out of water. Leia looked up and found Alima trembling and screaming in pain, the cauterized stump of one nerve-packed head tail ending just above her shoulder. But the Twi'lek's pain did not prevent her from releasing another stream of Force lightning, this time into the access terminal itself. The unit exploded into a spray of sparks, pieces, and fumes. The security hatch gave the telltale hiss of a breaking seal, and Buatu cried out in frustration. Leia sprang to her feet and started toward Alima. The Twi'lek was already stretching her arm up the corridor, calling her lightsaber back to hand. Leia heard the sizzle of the blade growing louder behind her and dropped into a deep squat as the weapon spun past overhead, then stabbed for Alima's heart. The Twi'lek brought her blade down and blocked easily, then brought her foot up in a side snap kick that caught Leia in the base of the throat. The blow was more painful than harmful, but Leia dropped to her seat, coughing and choking, and trying to make it sound as though her larynx had been crushed. She could hear the drone of the assassin bugs only a few meters behind her and knew the time had come to end this fight. And she could see by the unreasoning fury in Alima's eyes that the wounded Twi'lek was primed for a mistake. Leia rolled her eyes back in her head and let herself collapse to the floor. She heard Alima slide forward, then felt a knot of anticipation form in her stomach as the time approached to bring her blade slashing up through the Twi'lek's abdomen. And that was when Leia felt a surge of relief from Saba and the Nogri. A loud grating sounded from the security hatch, and she knew her master and bodyguards had finally forced it open. The pulsing whine of Miwal's T-21 repeating blaster echoed down the corridor. Then Alima's blade began to hiss and sizzle as it batted blaster bolts away. Leia opened her eyes to find the Twi'lek dancing along one wall of the corridor, just beyond reach, and retreating into the droning cloud of assassin bugs. When their eyes met, Alima's brow shot up in surprise. She flicked her lightsaber up in a brief salute, then gave Leia a spiteful sneer and fled out of sight.